3 years later, he was the House member from Jasper County. 3 years after that, he became the senator, and as he died in office. So I encourage, you need to encourage students who show some interest, and if they don't show any interest, try to help them get interested in the political process. I tell people my political career started when I was 14 years old in the ninth grade in Sumter, South Carolina, when I joined the NAACP Youth Council. So did Jim Clyburn. He was elected president of the council. I was elected vice president of the Youth Council. That was our beginning. And it never got out of our blood. We always, from that point on, we pursued careers, you might say, in politics. I encourage young people everywhere I go, I do a lot of speaking, to get involved. You got to start at the local level. Start at the high school. It's running for student body president. Cut your teeth on elections.
Tell me about the moment when you learned about Senator Pinckney's.
I was devastated. First, I couldn't believe it. I'm trying to think of where I was, but somebody said, "Did you hear about Senator Pinckney?" I said, "What do you mean?" They said, "Well, there was a shooting in the church." And so immediately I went to the radio and I went online, and I just still could not believe it. I had spoken with him the week before, because he would call me through the years. He'd always call me and to talk about church politics. I'm in AME also. And so either it was church politics or it was senatorial politics over in the State House. But usually it was something about the church. They made him a presiding elder. He didn't want to be a presiding elder. He said, "It takes me too far away from the people." You know, presiding elders are really administrative persons in the church. They are assigned to districts, and they supervise 25 or 30 pastors in a district. You don't have a church of your own. And he didn't like that, but the bishop make you assign you. You have no choice. You got to accept it. I said, "Well, just sit down with the bishop and tell him your story, that you're really not." So he did. And so the bishop removed him from the presiding elder team and made him pastor of Emmanuel. And that's how he ended up at Emmanuel Amy Church in Charleston, historic Emmanuel. But that was a real blow to me. I went to the funeral and all that and so forth. But I'm getting over it. But yes, that was a real blow for me. It was a real blow. He was just such a great young man. Gentle, knowledgeable, intelligent, quiet, easygoing. It hurt. It really hurt, yeah.